December 9th continues our theme of doubling up the single digits for every day of December, and in this case, it is the actual digit that December itself resonates to, a 9 universal month, which means we have a triple 9 code on this Friday. December 9th adds up to 18, which is another 9, and December is a 9 universal month. So triple 9 means so much to let go today on this Friday, so much to purge, to clear the air, so that you can be in a state of loving acceptance. That letting go process is all about surrender, and you want to allow others to do the same. This is really the key. So be kind to yourself, be kind to others, be supportive, because endings and culminations are setting you free so that you can embrace new beginnings, especially as we move into 2023. So this is one of 3 days this month where we have that triple nine code, and the others are the 18th and the 27th of December. So just be very cognizant of those 3 days, because they truly are helping you to let go. Now, today the moon is trine to Saturn, and that means you're taking your feelings more seriously. You're sensing more deeply how your heart knows where to place your attention in any given moment. So you're taking full responsibility for your overall well-being, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. Self-control helps you stay on track, and you can really settle important matters easily as a result. This transit is really good for working in seclusion and for negotiations. You confidently step up to fulfill your duties. And then we come to 9 days in a row of the same double digit being activated. This is really exciting because it happens in such a profound way in December. So the first is the 10th of December, which adds up to a 10 universal month. So we have a double 10 activated, the number of instant manifestation, love, light, the wheel of fortune, the binary code of ones and zeros that makes up the whole universe. You can see this is a stunning code. And because we're also in a 9 universal month, the 1 and 9 combo that we also had on December 1st is very much in play, which means breakthroughs, letting go while embracing new beginnings at the very same time. Trust in your original ideas, make them real. Your inspiration is on a high. You're super determined and confident. This is a rebirth moment, because the double 10 code merges with the 9 cycle of endings. The moon is sextile Uranus today, which I absolutely love, because it's a wonderful invitation to follow your innate, and take risks. Open up to your inner genius. It will radically allow your perspective to shift into non-attachment as you are inspired to act, to feel, as opposed to reaction, right? Reaction is connected to the past. So you want to be in a state of inspiration as much as possible. And today is one of those days where you can literally tune into that. And the opportunities that come your way, you want to really take them. You want to upgrade in all pertinent areas. Your inventiveness and curiosity bring insights and answers. Uranus really is the breakthrough planet, so it helps to uncover a critical missing link that connects the dots for you. And you're just more open to sharing feelings that maybe you've withheld before. That's because of the moon being part of this transit. It's also an ideal time to release habits and old paradigms that you've known are not working so well anymore, and replace them with your newfound wisdom and enthusiasm to act on that wisdom. The next exciting double day is the 11th of December, Sunday, which is also an 11 universal date. So the 11-11 portal opens into intimate connections, divine inspiration, deep research, harmony, romance, peace, and of course being so present that you take no thought for tomorrow and you don't reminisce about yesterday. Because 11 reduces to 2, it also governs intimate one-on-one relationships, so you're really bringing those into balance. You're more open to share and listen on a deeper level. It's really a fantastic day for communication and conversations. Harmony and beauty in your surroundings will allow you to stay emotionally calm, so make sure things are really serene around you. It is a Sunday, so you can take your time and really appreciate your space and make it absolutely gorgeous. Your intuition is stronger than usual, so listen closely and be present. That's what 11 teaches us, to not move back and rehash the past or worry about the future, but be totally immersed in this moment. Now is your only gift, and it is your greatest gift. And you can't be unhappy when you are present with life. The moon is opposite Pluto today, and that intensifies your feelings, so be sure to stay in control of how you react and respond, which is a really key difference. Reactions are more driven by emotions that are not kept in check, and response is a really measured, I'm taking a deep breath before I say anything, which is very connected to your heart. So breathe through any changes of mood. Oppositions like this one between the moon and Pluto, they seek to bring harmony when there might be some tension. So be sure to share your deep feelings with a trusted friend if you feel called to do that. Channel those deep feelings into something artistic and creative. You feel very intuitive today, so listen and breathe. Your emotional empowerment is strengthened when you accept the depths of your feelings. Feel the vibration of people around you deeply today. It will allow you to move energy in a positive, healing way. Then on the 12th of the 12th, we not only have a double code because it's also a 12 universal date, we have a triple code because it's the 12th month. And 12 is our inner student. Now, this is a very powerful triple activation. Anything that's activated three times creates a triad. And a triad is mother, father, child. It represents creation. So you really want to express yourself fully and communicate with an eye towards being an eternal student of your life. 12 reduces to 3. And so this creates a double 3 day as well, which is amazing for joy, connecting with others, sharing, being imaginative, being creative, expressing yourself. Solutions to problems are received when you explore freely and take a risk creatively. Definitely stay out of drama, whether it's yours or others. Mood swings are transmuted when you focus all your attention on being a creative. So connect with others, be social, share, and smile whenever you can, because the triple three, it governs happiness as well. And going back to the number 12, this really is a number we want to look at a little more closely because it's activated in a triple way. The shadow side of 12 is actually victimization. So it represents a kind of enslavement. And when you are waking up, when you are going through an awakening process, enslavement and being awakened, they cannot exist in the same moment. They're not the same consciousness. Because when you feel victimized, you feel that way because you are being dictated by some kind of outside pressure. Social acceptance, social belonging, and this is all justified through beliefs and fears and insecurities and feelings of unworthiness and feelings of, hey, you're not responsible. That's all victimization, right? A lack of accountability. And that makes you feel then, or a person who feels this way, abandoned. So they have abandonment issues as well. And that also keeps them with people who feel the same well, because they're familiar with that energy, and that creates even more imbalance because you're devaluing yourself. You're trapped in this others are bad or I'm good, they're bad, the definitions. So this is very isolating energy, and to be awakened then is to be completely free, to have no boundaries in terms of how you explore life. You have no definitions of others and things and experiences. Fear, which creates the sense of victimization, is trapped in a sense of attachment. And the attachment then creates that polarity of right and wrong, and others have things, you don't. Fear has to then defend its position because there is no truth to it, actually. Polarity is actually, you know, calling others, defining others as right or wrong and creating that polarity, is there's no truth in that, right? So there is only us. There is not you versus me. There is only consciousness. So this is really the importance here, is the joy of the number three that 12 reduces to is the creation number, the triad number. And so this is where we want to move towards, is the place where we really can move into that creator, God, spirit, source, energy, and then release our beliefs and limitations and definitions, right? So let's be very cognizant of that on this 12-12-12 day. The sun sextiles Saturn on this day, and that definitely helps with being more responsible, being patient, seeing more clearly, and also activating our self-assertion so that we can use our great creativity. So this is a wonderful support during this incredible activation of the number 12 and 3. Then on the 13th of December, we have a double 13 day. That is the divine feminine number. It's the number of life, death, rebirth, unexpected events that take you beyond your comfort zone and really empower you. So this number is misunderstood in the past as being a negative number. It actually is, there is no negative number. There are just frequencies to help us grow. And 13 is all about life, death, transformation, which of course, you know, many people don't want to look into the cycles of life, but this is very much what our day today is going to be about, is the upliftment through the divine feminine. And the moon is opposite Saturn, and that helps us again to be responsible and to basically just be strengthened, feel the importance of persistence and work that can lead to respect, achievement, recognition, and so acting on projects that bring energy into balance. Then on the 14th of December, we have that double code of 14, which is what I call the media number, but it really is connected to connection, communication. And so you're exploring, you're setting yourself free, 14 reduced to 5. So there can be delightful surprises or just unexpected events. They're meant to take you a little off guard so that you open up to your intuition. So that will be a key theme today. And in the heavens, we have the sun square Neptune, which means you're more impressionable now. So take a time out from working too hard. You've done a lot of that already the last few days. So this is a Wednesday. It's in the middle of the week. See if you can take a day off or do a little bit less and focus on energies that are maybe a little bit out of sync, and use your creativity if you feel energetically depleted or disillusioned to get re-inspired and reignited again. But definitely you may need some extra rest today. Play uplifting music. That always helps with any square to Neptune. The appreciation of beauty and art are very, very important. On the 15th of December, we have a double 15 code of spiritual alchemy, magic, love, joy, uplifting others, and abundance. This is such a gorgeous code. So you want to take advantage of this by nurturing yourself, by being open to alchemy and magic, and seeing magic as part of the miracle of life. You can connect deeply emotionally with others. You have the sense of a loving authority. A maternal paternal instinct is very active. So allow the spiritual alchemist to guide you and allow joy to uplift you. And definitely bring love into the equation. So you just feel this wonderful connection to joy and love. And it really is a stunning opportunity to move forward in a way that is just so exciting and blissful and happy and magical. Now the moon squares Mars today, and that brings a little bit of tension, but what it really does is it infuses your feelings about whether you should do something with action. So it really helps you to channel your energy into a project. And so you don't sit around wondering whether you should do something, you actually go do it. So that is very good on this 15-15 day. Then we have the 16th of December, and on that day, the double 16 code of intuition and really bringing heaven to earth. Heaven is on earth, but we have to feel it in our heart. So we want to listen very closely to our intuition. We want to let our imagination take flight. We want to really take advantage of those things that allow us to get inspired. Read a book, take a course, study a subject, immerse yourself in nature if you can, get outside. And on this day, the moon is opposite Jupiter, and that brings really wonderfully joyous feelings and generosity. So you just feel more relaxed and open to share. So make sure you create boundaries to protect yourself emotionally as well, because you'll want to communicate with your heart and soul. And this is a beautiful moment to do that.